In Berlin, the newly renovated Olympic Stadium has been reopened and plenty of time for the 2006 World Cup Soccer Championship. That facility was built to host the 1936 Olympics in the time of Adolf Hitler. Germany hopes the $295 million project will now exorcise some ghosts. Kyle James reports.
Zur Feier der 11. Olympiade neuer Zeitrechnung.
68 years ago, Berlin's Olympic Stadium was the centerpiece of a vast Nazi propaganda campaign. Jürgen Scheunemann works for the stadium today.
When it was used for the Olympic Games, as we all know, it was used in a double sense. One, for a very good reason, namely for the Olympic Summer Games. Two, for a propaganda reason, namely for the Nazis to portray themselves to the world as a very liberal kind of state, which of course they weren't. It was all for show.
But it was a show that's not easy to forget. African-American athlete Jesse Owens competed here and won 4 gold medals, destroying Nazi theories on racial superiority. Director Leni Riefenstahl made her groundbreaking and controversial film Olympia at these games, giving the 75,000-seat stadium a starring role. The arena itself, clad in rough, gray stone, is imposing and austere. It's as though the Nazis created a visual representation of their ideology. Jürgen Scheunemann leads a behind-the-scenes tour, showing off some of the stadium's older and newer features, such as the renovated VIP area.
Historically, this is the area where you would have the dignitaries 17 years ago as well. And you know, of course, who that would be.
Where Adolf Hitler once sat watching Owens sprint down the track, there are now plush stadium seats and an elegant lounge area covered in protective glass. There's also a sleek glass roof over the seats and a new high-tech lighting system that designers say can turn night into day. But as you approach the entrance, the stadium still looks the same, and reminders of its dark past are still evident.
This is what is called the Maifeld. When you look at the stands back there and the tower and these sculptures designed by Josef Wackerle, one of the favorite sculptors of Adolf Hitler, you can see this, of course, was done for mass audiences and for mass marching formations.
For years, there has been a debate about what to do with this surviving example of Nazi grandiosity. Some had wanted to tear down the stadium. Others wanted to let it fall into decay, like a modern-day Roman Colosseum. Carsten Granz didn't like either option. He's a Berlin architect who campaigned for the stadium's rehabilitation.
We like the idea of keeping it partly as a historical monument, but not just as that. The stadium's history has several different layers to it, and we thought it was time to add a new, a more self-confident layer that represents a new Germany.
At the recent opening celebration, the stress was on modern multiculturalism, with scantily clad dancers from Brazil, international music acts, and a gay and lesbian contingent. Jesse Owens' granddaughter lit the Olympic torch.
Basically, it implies that we overcome this past, and in a way, this is the case.
Hajo Funke is a professor at Berlin's Free University who studies the Nazi period. He says the stadium will never be able to completely escape its history.
I think they made a kind of attempt to wash off this past, but if you see the architecture of the building, this washing clean is only partially possible.
The city decided that to tear down every Nazi-tainted building wouldn't be practical or affordable, so it's decided to remember the past but approach the present pragmatically. The officials see it as a way for Berlin to get back at the man who smeared its name. The scenes at the Olympic Stadium's reopening party were a rejection of everything that Hitler stood for. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.